This podcast is intended for adults 18 years and older. It contains explicit language and sexual situations. All thoughts and opinions expressed are of our own and not of those of any specific group, employer, or individual, and is not intended to take as professional advice.
Welcome to the Foreplay Podcast. Join the journey, experiences, and sexual adventures of two high school sweethearts navigating through the swinging lifestyle as millennials. Come along for the ride. Dare to play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Foreplay Podcast. It's Bella.
This is Jace.
Today's shirt that I'm wearing, if you are watching us on YouTube, my shirt says, Certified Blowjob Queen.
It's pretty good. The back says, so I cute. Love sluts if you turn it around. It's almost like reversible, but flippable. Is that the term for that?
Is that reversible? Yeah, it's not reversible. And honestly, it's only so I don't have to pack as much stuff. I wouldn't sell a shirt that says two different.
I think it's kind of fun.
It doesn't really make sense though. The design doesn't really make sense from the front and the back.
But I like to look from the back and it just, you're leaving. You know those things hey, love to see you come, love to see you go. It's good both ways because you have a design both ways. And also, if you guys have not heard, it's kind of newer still that we're doing it, but we've now been doing our podcast audio and digital, or what is that, audio and visual, not digital. So we'll have it digital. We can have it linked down below in the show notes if you guys are just listening and you want to watch along to the podcast.
But or you can go to foreplay.com/YouTube podcast, and that's the number 4OURPLAY.com/YouTube podcast.
But today is a very, very fun podcast.
Oh wait, I do have something to say because I forgot about the shirt. So I wore the shirt on Temptation Cruise, and this is what this video is about our review about Temptation Cruise 2024. I was wearing it out, and the reason why I like wearing shirts like this, which you can also get on our shop, by the way, at foreplay.com/shop, and is because it's a really good icebreaker. People are going to look at your shirt, they're going to say something, they're going to laugh, so it's a really good way to either start a conversation, make new friends. So I was wearing this shirt, and we were on the very top sunbathing deck, I guess you could say. And then somebody asked me how I got that certification, and I didn't have a good answer. So now I need to think about what could I say? Uh-huh. I said I gave it to myself.
Yeah.
I said it was self-proclaimed certified blowjob queen.
I mean, I backed it up.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would have to be from some sort of accredited university.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Harvard? School of Blowjob.
Of Head.
Harvard School of Head.
Headmaster. Headmaster at Harvard School of Cock. Something like that. I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Well, if you have any other ideas, let us know in the comments below. So then every time I wear this, I will have a good comeback to say.
Yes.
When you're sleeping at night, and you're trying to think of a good comeback or something. I felt like that's what I was
saying. Damn it, I should have said this.
I know, and I still haven't thought of anything. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah. But spoiler alert, Temptation Cruise 2024 was absolutely incredible. And I'm really excited to make this podcast because I'm excited just to talk about how good it was. I mean,
we had such an amazing time.
So much fun.
It was our first anything lifestyle we did. Well, other than we did go to Colette Austin for New Year's before this, but it was the first, other than that, it was the first lifestyle thing we did in a year because the last thing we did was Temptation Cruise 2023. So it was so fun to get back in the lifestyle swing of things. Yeah. And so we are super excited to talk about our experience and everything that went on, our review about this year. And let's go ahead and get started. Also, if you are watching us on YouTube, you're going to see us reference back to our phones quite a bit, and that's just because all of our notes are on our phone.
We didn't want to forget anything, so we made a little outline for ourselves so we can make sure to give you the hard-hitting information that we all need to know. So let's go ahead, and I'll start by, I want to just say this before we get started, is the group that we had come with this year was the highlight of the cruise for me. We had a really, really large group with us this year, and it was so incredible. We met so many amazing people, and I mean, we got to do our meetups. We did a little icebreaker type game meetup one day on the second day so everyone could get to know each other. We had another day where we did a little dinner for anyone who wanted to come. We did a group theme. It was just so much fun. And I mean, I don't even know, the connections we made were just so incredible. And I said, I just couldn't be more blessed to have, like, be in this amazing community. And so anyone who's listening that booked through us, thank you so much for booking through us. Thank you for coming and partying with us. And if you guys are listening, we had a ton of people come up on the cruise and ask us and say, like, you know, hey, you guys are on the reason why I'm on this cruise. Hey, we didn't know we could book through you. A lot of people came up and wanted to be with the group because they just weren't aware. But so if you guys are wanting to book for next year or any of the cruises, the resorts, you can use our links. It helps us out so much. It does not cost you guys any extra. It's going to be the same price regardless. So it just helps us be able to continue to make content like this and be able to continue to inform. And we just love to do that so much. So you can go to foreplay.com/cruise. That's number 4OURPLAY.com/cruise or foreplay.com/travel. And there you can find even more about the resorts and other things. But yeah, if you guys want to come party with us, or I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. And I don't know if I know you feel the same way, because you almost cried one night whenever we were talking about it. But
I feel like our the people who are in our audience are such a special group of people. We've been in the lifestyle for a really long time, and I think I'm literally gonna start crying thinking about it right now. I feel like the people who are with our group is such a broad spectrum grouping of people and of all different ages and ethnicities, and everyone is so nice and welcoming and warm. And whenever we went to dinner with some of the people, they were saying that the people who that they met in the foreplay group felt a little bit more warm and welcoming and less intimidating, I guess, overall. Because there's a lot of people that you can meet on the cruise.
You meet a lot of people.
And not saying that, like, people in the lifestyle aren't welcoming, but I think it's just because we try to cultivate a type of community that is like that. And we try to put together little activities that we can all meet each other on the ship. I think it just makes it a little bit easier to connect that way. But it was just such a special thing to be able to see and make these connections in person.
Yeah.
And we never get tired of that. That's like my favorite part of anything in the lifestyle, is just being able to make new friends, make new connections, and be in a place where everybody feels like they can be themselves and they can feel welcomed, and we can all be who we want to be and not have to hide behind something. We're all like-minded people, and it's just amazing. So
yeah.
Stopping with all the sappiness now, we'll go ahead and go start talking about Temptation Cruise and all this.
But I know every year, like, we start with those kind of high, but like that is like, that's the highlight to me. Like, yeah. That's what, like, I had somebody ask me a few days ago, like, oh, how was your cruise? Like, what was your favorite part? Like, that's my favorite part is
the people
and meeting the people from a group and meeting everybody. Just, I've met so many incredible people on this cruise, and like, that's always my favorite part, is the people. And I said, our group was just so special this year. So I said, if you guys want to come with us, definitely go to foreplay.com/cruise. But let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's start with demographic. We do feel like Temptation tends to skew younger than most of the lifestyle events. Yes, I would still say the main demographic is going to be that 40 to 50, but I feel like a lot of time it's more 45 to 55. So I feel like 40 to 50 is already skewing younger, but there's a lot of people that are obviously older than that, but there's also a lot of people that are younger than that. I met so many people, I would say, that were in their mid to early 30s this year. And so this year seems like it got even younger than it was in the past. But there's still, I mean, it's still that bell curve of people everywhere. But people always ask, like, the age range. And I feel like this is, like, one of the younger groups out of all of the type, like, lifestyle type stuff that we go to, for sure.
I feel like that for sure too. And there's, like, so many people. The crowd at Temptation Cruise, we would say, is a very big party crowd. Lots of people who are young at heart, still love to party. It definitely feels like adult spring break. Not so much as, like, the Temptation Resort. We'll talk more about that later, but it's Temptation Cruise and Temptation Resort are two very, very different places. And so if you've been to the resort, it is spring breaky, but not quite like that. So definitely more lifestyle. So think lifestyle spring break.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think that's a good comparison for it. This year there was also so many international people. I feel like we met so many people from different countries, spoke so many different languages, and it's just nice to see that it's not like the other cruises don't have people from other countries, but I just, like, so many people we talked to were from different places, and I always enjoy, like, it's so cool that people are coming from all over the world to come to these vacations. And so, I don't know, I always just enjoy meeting, you know,
international people. We met a couple who came from Japan. I don't know if they just live in Japan now and they're working in, but they flew all the way from Japan, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They were telling us how they're getting back and all that. And I was like, oh my gosh. That is,
yeah.
But there's also singles at Temptation Cruise. Mm-hmm. You can be single and go. It's not, again, it's not like the resort where it's like a bunch of bachelor and bachelorette parties. You'll see more singles kind of scattered throughout. But we feel like at Temptation Cruise, they're not the weird, creepy single people.
Yeah, like, it's not like the typical. I know how you're saying it, yes.
It feels different. There has been a completely different type of single person than I've met at any other lifestyle event. So if you are...
In a great way.
Yeah, in a great way, yeah. So if you are single or you're looking for people who are single, Temptation Cruise definitely, I think, is a good event to go to.
Yeah,
to try.
I feel like all the single... I mean, there was more single males, for sure, than single women. But... they were just, all the ones I met were so respectful and kind and polite. I saw a lot of single males that I saw at one point, I know we're single males, and then we're like, we're with a couple or with a girl later, which always is a great sign. Because I think people are looking for single males. But whenever people are, you know, being a little bit creepy or too, not too forward, but just too pushy and stuff, that's what gives single males a bad rap, which just didn't, I feel like so many amazing single males on it. So I think that if all single males were like that, the lifestyle would be a much better place. So that
and they were young too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like these, like even last year, I remember the single guys that we've met, which we didn't meet like a ton, but they were in their 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely lots of young singles on the cruise.
And there's one other thing with demographic that I want to bring up. That we had a lot of people. So to me, everyone felt very approachable. Everyone seemed so kind, welcoming, easy to talk to. We had several friends who, you know, it was their first or second cruise, a little bit maybe newer to the lifestyle, not quite as that we'll just go talk to anybody because it's very intimidating to go talk to a lot of people. And lots of people, which this it feels like this way in the lifestyle in general, is people say that it's very clicky. And why I want to speak on this is because when we got on our first lifestyle cruise ever, I felt like things were clicky. And there was a group that now we are great friends with, but we met them on that first cruise, and like, I don't even think they seemed clicky, but they were always just together. And I think that human nature, when you see a group going together all the time, in your head they're like, oh, they're clicky, they're only together. Where once you go up and talk to these people, usually people are very welcoming, very warm. But I think as a general rule, we kind of stick to our own people as human nature. Like you find a group and you stick to it.
I think we as in humans, not we as in personally.
Human nature.
Yeah.
You stick with people as a general rule because once you find a group, once you're comfortable, it's easier, I guess, per se. And so I think that groups form and it seems like it's a click because the people are always together. And so from our experience of going through and just this year, especially just going and talking to so many people, I feel like we would talk to people and it's like we were part of their group, but we were very comfortable being in that group, even though it's all of their group that they've had, right, in quotations. We didn't feel like we were infiltrating it or like felt out of place in those places. And so for all the people I think that think the lifestyle, especially these cruises, are like really clicky, I think that we all have to remember that if you have a group, right, and someone come up and talk to you, I would very welcome somebody in to say hi, but probably people think that you're a clique in your group, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you're always together. So I wanted to mention that to anyone who's going on these cruises in the future or felt that way where it's like, oh, well, everyone's a clique. I don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I think that that's really not the case. I think that it's not clicky.
I think they're not trying to be clicky, but it comes off as clicky, like what Jay said, because it's easier and more comfortable to stick with your group of people. And a lot of the times these are people who have been going on vacations for years together now, or like maybe it continues to build. So it's not even necessarily that they all meet on the cruise right then. You're going to see a lot of different groupings of people who maybe they've been friends for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they don't want to
make different connections.
But then at the same time, like, and we're going to have a completely different podcast just about navigating friendships in the lifestyle and all of this, like, a lot more in depth. So this is just kind of like a slight
tip of the iceberg,
about it. But if you haven't been and you are going to go, you will see groupings of people. It doesn't mean that everybody is cliquey. It just means that's just how humans are. So for us, we have, I guess you could say, like, our core group of people, but then we also are parts of, like, different other groupings too. But what Jason and I like to do is hop around. So if you're the type of person who wants to have, like, lots of different friends, and we've been like this since college. Like, we've always been the couple that is friends with everybody, and that's what we like to do. And that's what we like to have, like, a bunch of different home bases, I guess you could say. And so our advice would be to, if you can, or if you want to be, like, friends with everybody, then to try not to get yourself, in quotations, like, stuck in a group. Like, put yourself out there and, like, leave your group for a little bit to, like, go talk to some other people and then come back.
Even if your group doesn't want to. And there's nothing wrong. Yeah, and if you want to stick to your group because that's what's comfortable, go for it. By all means, like, stick to your group. But just, I know, like, one time we were on a cruise and we had a really good group of friends and we felt like, oh, well, since this is our group, we should just stay with them. So if they want to do this, we should do this. If they want to do this, we should do this. And we felt like we wanted to branch out, where it's like, oh, if they're doing that, we can go if we want to. But if also we want to go say hi to someone else, we don't want to feel like we're not stuck, but that we're always just doing the same things with the same people. We like to be able to meet as many people as possible.
And I think that's, again, we'll talk about it more in depth, but I think sometimes whenever you are with a group, sometimes you feel bad to not do everything that the group wants to do. Mm-hmm. And so then it can get complicated in that way. But our advice is to you and your partner are the foundation. So you guys need to do what makes you happy first. And just, that's the best advice we can give for that. Moving on. The length of temptation is 5 nights. So 5 nights, 6 days. We got on in Miami and then we got off in Miami.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about where we went a little bit later.
I'll go over the size of the ship though.
Mm-hmm.
So the Celebrity Summit, this is the fourth year that it's actually been on this one, the third that we've been on. They are switching ships next year to the Norwegian Pearl, which we're very excited about. I think that ship is going to be absolutely incredible to do this on. But the Pearl is a super nice ship. Yeah, The Summit is a super nice ship.
The Summit is what we were on this year.
Yeah, yes. Super nice ship. And I would say that that's like maybe not a little bit lower than mid-size cruise. It's around 2,200 people, so still a very large amount of people, but comparison to a huge cruise, which is, you know, 7,000, we'll call it 33%. But it's a good size. It's a little bit smaller, but there's pros and cons that go with that. One of the pros of a smaller ship is that you can actually find people over and over. Sometimes the ship is so big, it's difficult to find people. So we really do like the Celebrity Summit. It also was refurbished in 2021. So all of the rooms, all of the bars, everything is just very new and nice and clean. And so
it looks
really
very modern and contemporary over a lot of ships, I would say.
Yeah, I really do love that ship. And so it's been an amazing ride on that ship, but I am excited to see Temptation in a new boat and, like, just new possibilities, I guess.
Next category is how the ship is organized. We will start with the playrooms. I know everybody's very interested in the playrooms. Temptation, they call it the R-rated room. I probably call it the X-rated room, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think you're saying R-rated because it's supposed to be, like, red room. The red room, or the R-rated room, is couples only. So you do have to be a couple when you're going in. I know whenever we went, I was like right behind Jace because I was putting my drink down. So you can't bring drinks into there, by the way. You can be clothed. You do not have to be naked, but you do have to go in as a couple because I was putting my drink down and then they like stopped Jace. They're like, no, you can't come in. And then I was like, oh no, I'm right over here. And so then they let us in. And the playroom is not our like personal favorite type of playroom. It definitely wasn't red colored. It was kind of more like white-ish, bluish kind of colored. Mm-hmm. We think if it was a little bit darker, it'd be a bit more sexier. The very first year we went on Temptation, it was like an actual red room and they had curtains and everything. This year, it was more just beds laid out. They were laid out nicely. Mm-hmm. The size was about full. I would say a full size bed.
Yeah.
And they had the sheets on them, but there wasn't any type of curtain or even sheer curtain or anything. It was very exhibitionist style. Mm-hmm. And they had, I don't know if lounge chairs is the right word, and not a throne, but like definitely not just a normal chair, but like a little bit bigger of a chair. And they had a lot of those scattered around the inside perimeter. And the playroom was on the fourth floor. It was only open at night, I think.
Yeah, it was only
open I don't think they had it open during the day or anything. And it was the only playroom that they had.
Yeah. And I see why they did move it though, because yes, when the first year it was more red and a little bit more maybe sexy feeling. It was much smaller. Doing it in that bigger area literally, like, I feel like tripled the amount of beds they were able to have, because it used to be a line to get in almost all the time that year that we went.
That's true.
So I'm definitely glad that they moved it up there. I said, if you are like more of the exhibitionist type of a person, then it's great. One thing I do know is that me and Bella are not big like playing in playroom type people, but we wanted to do a walkthrough to see what it was like. And they did tell us, and maybe this was just the person that was on duty that night, but they're like, if you're not going to play, we couldn't stay there more than 5 minutes. And so
I don't know if that was because, so what happened was we were waiting for our friends who we saw in the playroom, and we had this inside joke. And I think that they were, we have our inside joke with our friends. So we were kind of, I don't know. I think we were like giggling with each other because we were waiting for our friends. And so I think that's why they said that. I don't think that it's actually five minutes. I think it was just I think he saw that he thought that we were just giggling and laughing when we really were just waiting for our friends to come out. And so I think that's why they told us that.
So definitely had a good job with like people at least being security and doing all of their job there. Organization wise too, there is one kind of like main pool party area, and so most people would hang out. Yes, there was another bigger pool. So there's one smaller pool where I feel like is by the dance floor, and that's where during the daytime, during the C days, they would have their parties. So a lot of people would hang out in that area. There's also a pool that's a little bit deeper, that is a little bit longer or wider, that more people can fit.
It's all on the same deck.
Yeah.
So it's two pools on the same deck, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would just sit there, kind of tan. I saw a lot of people just relaxing in the chairs this year. It definitely wasn't quite as like party heavy as some of the years in the past. So I feel like the groupings were a little bit more dispersed. It's not like every single person was just at this one main pool, but I would still say that one pool was probably the biggest party area.
I think that the Solarium had the most people in it at all times.
There was a lot there too.
And the Solarium is a different section of the ship. It's covered. And so if it was raining, we had amazing weather this time around, so they didn't have to go into the Solarium as much, but it felt like it was always busy. There was a lot of chairs in there. In the Solarium, there were two hot tubs, and then on the main pool deck, there were four different hot tubs, and they were always pretty busy. But in the Solarium, the big pool that they had in the middle always felt kind of warm, so it kind of felt like a really big hot tub.
Yeah.
And you could be completely nude in the Solarium, whereas all the other pool decks, you could only be topless, so maybe that's why. It was a lot more popular in there, but there wasn't music or anything loud in the Solarium.
Which is nice.
Yeah, so it was, I guess you could say, like the quiet pool.
It was nice to be able to talk in there. So sometimes with the pool and music and everything is going on, kind of have to do that like shouting, talking people's ear just so you can hear and so that you can be heard. So the Solarium's kind of nice for that because you're able to have more of that quiet. Like it was loud because people were talking, but not like where you had to raise your voice to be able to have a conversation. So I like that. And they're right next to each other. Like they're both on that same deck. And so you can just go in one into the other. And so that, the Slam was really, really is a nice touch because it's covered in that one, which I really, really like.
Going back to the pool parties for a little bit, we want to touch on the Playmakers. I feel like last year, especially when we went in 2022, we felt like the Playmakers, there were a lot of like go-go dancing with the Playmakers, and this year they didn't really do much of that. And so they did do some pool game activities that we'll get into later, but that is something I wish they would have done at the pool parties, was have a little bit more like dancing. And then whenever we went in 2022, we felt like the Playmakers were like bringing people onto I don't know, it felt kind of a little bit more, it was like the resort. It was more like the Playmakers at the resort, and now I feel like the Playmakers are, and not anything like saying anything like bad about them, I'm just saying comparing it to how it was, it would have been kind of cool to see that.
But yeah, but I don't know
necessary though.
It's not necessary.
Everybody was dancing already.
I also don't know if like there could be rules that are changing with like what playmakers are allowed to do. Like, yeah. I really don't know. So, I mean, it's just, I know in the past, like, they were, like, really involved in bringing people together. Now I feel like they, when we'll talk about the game stuff, now I feel like they bring people together more through, like, mini games mm-hmm. and, like, little poolside activities. I feel like they're more active in that area than they are, like, in the dancing type where they used to be. So
it could be something, and this is just me talking, but maybe it's, like, people are thinking that they're guests. So then that could be, like, a bad thing. Because whenever you're working with everyone as the bringing people on with the activities, like, you know that they're staff mm-hmm. and so maybe it was like blurring a line, and that was not good. Next, we're going to go into the theme nights. So Temptation Cruise has theme nights every single night, and then there are two sea days. And so whenever there are sea days, there are specific pool party themes, mm-hmm. and the pool party themes this year were ColourPop and inflatable party.
They did have a lot of inflatables out that they brought, which was cool.
So I didn't really know how that was like a theme per se, but I think the whole point was like to bring squirt guns and water guns and have beach inflatables and stuff like that, which would be really difficult to pack. So I didn't really think that those were like the best themes.
And ColourPop is kind of also a hard theme because it's color, and so like kind of everything is on theme in general. I definitely feel like the nighttime themes are better in general, but the truth about daytime themes is people do dress up for them, but I feel like not near as many people dress up for daytime themes as nighttime themes. I feel like generally more people put much more effort into the nighttime themes, so I see why they do like a heavier emphasis on the night themes.
There was a girl that we met that I do want to do this in the future for cruises, is she made her nighttime theme match her daytime theme. And so if like, for example, we did like a Pokemon night for our animal night, so I would have done like a Pokemon or a Sylveon bikini too during the day, which I think would be really cute. That's like a personal thing, but I thought that was really fun.
So I'm going to go through and I'm just going to read the ones that there are, and then we're going to talk about kind of each night what we thought about them.
And real quick about the pool parties again. So during the pool parties, the playmakers were like walking around with whipped cream, and they were doing a lot of things to get people really pumped during those parties.
Yeah.
And I think they were like squirting people with some like water guns, which I don't know if all the guests were very happy about that. I know we had some friends that were like, stop doing that. But the whipped cream was fun. I got some on my titties you licked off.
Yep, I did. It was great. This is a win for both of us.
You were like in the middle of talking to somebody. I was like, hello.
Themes were, this is nighttime themes. PJ and onesie, toga, pimps and hoes, animal party, and glow in the dark. There is no formal night, which we normally like a formal night. Same with fetish. I like when it's a formal night that goes into fetish. So like you have your formal dining and then it goes into a fetish night. I think it's like glow to me, which just always having a fetish party because you can wear, you know, your kinky type stuff, which so many people in the lifestyle love. I personally like that. Now I have read and heard that they did away with the formal night because so many people requested no formal night. So I think Temptation's doing a great job of listening. And so this is just our personal opinion, but I know a lot of people don't like the formal night. So I get that there, but theme-wise, PJ and onesie, I don't love that theme. I don't hate that theme.
I just think in general, all of the themes were, we didn't love, but we didn't hate. To me, it felt like college themes. Like, it felt like a frat party theme, every single theme.
Yeah. Which, you know, some of them ended up being really fun. Like, toga. At first, I was like, I don't know if I love toga, but I ended
We were completely shitting on toga.
But I loved toga. And, like, looking at everyone's outfit, toga ended up being really, really fun.
Probably our favorite outfit that we've ever worn in the lifestyle.
Yeah. So, I loved that theme. Now, I will say pimps and hoes. If you've listened to our old podcast, we think that that's a very outdated theme, and I'm just not a fan of pimps and hoes in general.
I wish they would name it something else. Like, that's the thing. Name it, like, Moulin Rouge or something. Because the whole point was, I think even in the description, they mentioned Moulin Rouge. So I think if they did a Moulin Rouge party or, like, what's that one? Burlesque? No, that's Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. Same thing.
Or a burlesque party. Like, that's fun. A voulez-vous coucher avec moi party.
Of course.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So that one, you know, it's not my favorite. Animal theme.
I did see a girl have, and I loved this as part of her costume. She had a boa, and it was all made out of money.
That
was pretty fun. They were giving out a lot of $100, well, like, fake bills, and they were just putting them in everybody's you know, in your clothes or whatever. But those looked like really real. I remember I was like giving it to somebody. She was like, is this real? I'm like, no, it's not real.
We also had some friends and the guys dressed up as Playboy bunnies and the girls dressed up as their wives dressed up as Hugh Hefner.
That's a really
cute
idea.
I thought that was kind of a fun little different take on it. So there's definitely fun ways to do it. But I just think that, like, you know, like the one night year they did like Midsummer's Night Dream and like some parties like that, which I absolutely loved. But then let's talk about the pool party or the animal night party. We did, for anyone who wanted to, could be Pokemon with our foreplay group. And so I think there probably ended up being what, like 20 Pokemon or
no,
so?
No, more than that, because even just like with our... I think that we tried to get a picture, and in the picture there was only about maybe 20-something people, but everyone else, we didn't even get to see everybody.
Yeah.
And so all there was like a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So there was like 20 at once, but there was like a lot of people who did the Pokemon theme, which was so cute and so fun.
And that was your idea, which I thought was just such a great idea.
I loved it. So I think I'll, well, I don't know if I'll always do Pokemon for animal, but there's so many Pokemon, so many choices that you can do.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. And then the last night was Glow in the Dark, which is a glow theme, which I know it's the most overdone theme of all time, but it's everyone's favorite. It's my favorite. I feel like I don't... Okay, and this was also a thing. They did it on the last night. A lot of people were really upset they did it on the last night because people like to go so hard at Glow Night that lots of people wished it would have been like the night before that and ended with Animal. And so I can see that because it is usually the most fun party. People normally go the hardest for Glow Night just because it's just fun. There's just something fun about Glow. And so if they ever don't glow on a cruise, I feel like I would be devastated because even though it's the most basic theme, I still just love Glow so much.
I feel like we never get tired. In general, I feel like the consensus in the lifestyle is Fetish and Glow Night. Like they always love.
Yeah. Even though it's redone. It should
every
be.
Every time, yeah.
It should be. That's, I agree. And then we can change around the other
theme. I will riot if there was no Glow Night. Next, we're going into food and drink. So on a cruise, all of your, well, on Temptation Cruise specifically, I think this is the biggest perk probably of Temptation Cruise, is the alcohol package is included. And there is an option that we personally did as well to upgrade to the premium package. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was like $90 a person. And you do have to do both people if you're going to do that. You can't just do like one person and then try to trick the system. They don't let you do that. So that way you're able to get drinks up to a specific amount. I believe this time it was either $17 or $18. Yeah. And so then you can get the top shelf alcohol. And honestly, what we like about the premium drink package is that we can go to the coffee shop. They had one on the cruise called Cafe Al Baccio, and we got frappuccinos every day.
Frozen.
Yeah, frozen. Well, no, frappuccinos are frozen.
Oh, they always?
Yeah, I think I think it's a frozen cappuccino. That's why it's called frappuccino. Oh. The more you know.
The more you know. I ordered a frozen frappuccino every day.
That's like an iced coffee with ice.
It makes no sense. Okay. I didn't know. I'm not a big coffee person, so this makes sense.
That was our personal favorite. And actually next year on the Norwegian Pearl, everybody is on Temptation Cruise, everybody will have the same drink package, so you don't need to upgrade. That is a really nice thing. You can get all different kinds of drinks and sodas and stuff. And then food, most food also is included with your cabin price and cruise fare. And there are different specialty restaurants that you can go to and pay an additional. They had some, there's like one that has like an animation thing on it. It's kind of
like
cheesy.
Projected from the ceiling onto your plates. You like watch a show on your plates or something that we've never done, but we've heard it's like fun, but kind of like more geared for children, I believe, but still supposed to be pretty fun. We went to the sushi restaurant one night and
I mean, it was
it's good. It's not the best sushi in the world, obviously.
Don't get the ramen.
The ramen was, it was okay. It wasn't like the best food in the world, but it was nice for us to take a minute away from going even to the formal dining room just to go like on a special little date just for us and for us to connect. So I really ended up enjoying the sushi restaurant. And then the formal dining room is wonderful on this ship. I think all the food's so good. And the steak this year was actually like crazy good, like surprisingly the best steak I've ever had. Like, I know people are like, oh, it's cruise ship steak. But like, no. Every night that I got it, it was, wasn't the best.
Okay.
But yours was.
We were there for five nights. No, mine was only good in that one section.
But that one section was good. overall, it was really, really good. And then I love the buffet on the Celebrity Summit. It's one of my favorite buffets because they have so many different types of food. Like, there's an Indian section all the time. There is, like, some classic types of food. There's, like, a nacho bar every time. There is a different, like, meat section. It's like, the buffet is huge. And I feel like lots of buffets just have the same thing on two different sides. This has like a whole buffet with different things in every section.
And during lunch and dinner, they do change out some of the things. So it's more specialty for that specific day or that specific night.
Yeah. So all the buffet food is so good. They also do have food until 2 a.m., which is a nice little thing to be able to go dance and have some food till 2 a.m.
And the 2 a.m. food was the perfect kind of, like, drunk food. It was, like, french fries, pizza, chicken nuggets,
popcorn shrimp.
Yeah. And then they had salads and breads and stuff, too. The breakfast buffet, also really, really good. I made a salmon lox bagel. Is it salmon lox or just lox?
I think salmon.
I had a lox bagel.
It was great. Whatever it was.
Yeah. With, like, oh my gosh.
This could be a frozen cappuccino or frozen frappuccino again. Who knows?
I had to look that up. Yeah.
They had it. They had salmon bagel.
And the omelets were amazing. Yeah. And I feel like everything was really fast, too. And they're super, super good about, and this is all cruise ships, really, but really good about if you had any allergies or specific food request, they can definitely accommodate that for you. So that's really good. We have some friends who are gluten-free and they have like gluten-free bread whenever they bring out everybody else's bread. They also have different types of options like that.
This podcast is brought to you by us, Bella and Jace. If you're going on a vacation or maybe you have a gift that you want to give your other lifestyle friends and you're looking for lifestyle clothing, we have the best apparel on the market for you. We have not only clothing, bikinis, swimsuits, we have backpacks, tumblers, cups, anything that you can name, we probably have it. You can find that at foreplay.com/shop.
Let's say you're at a party, you're going on vacation, you know, things are moving a little bit slow. Maybe you want some conversation to flow. Maybe you want to move stuff towards play. Well, we have the perfect game for you. It's called Foreplay the Game. It is a digital and physical lifestyle icebreaker game, and you can find out all about it at foreplay.com/games. That's number 4OURPLAY.com/games.
If you don't have a lifestyle vacation planned, a resort or a cruise planned, why not? You can join us. You can find that at foreplay.com/playcation. We have not only information about the events and trips that we'll be on this year, but also other options for you as well. And it doesn't cost any extra for you to book through our links, but helps us a lot, helps us continue to be able to make this type of content for you. Now back to the show.
Then there is also a ton of just different bars. So because that drink package everyone has, there is tons of different bars that are just constantly open. There is a martini bar, which at night tended to be one of the most popular areas on the ship, kind of in between this time of when the shows were going on and the party started. I feel like lots of people would populate in that area because there's also some live music around there. They had the Cafe Al Baccio, which you've talked about earlier. There was a nice bar by the pool. There was a bar in the Sky Lounge. There's a bar in the casino. So you had a ton of just bars and like lots of like cafes with those. Like at the Cafe Al Baccio, there was actually some nice little seating areas around there where you could sit, have a nice drink. The same with the martini bar. But it's just a really nice ship that has so many different venues to go get drinks, have places to sit, be able to walk around, people watch. Like, I feel like it's just a really nice ship for all of that.
Next section is accommodations. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but since the ship was refurbished in 2021, they made it super contemporary and modern looking. All the accommodations are really nice. All the bars look really nice too. Everybody's rooms, we thought, is really nice. There's the bathrooms are like a marbly, I'm sure it's not real marble, but it's like marble pattern everywhere.
Tile, yeah.
really pretty. Beds were comfortable. Duvets were nice.
Yeah.
You could always ask for extra sheets and stuff. And
nice lighting in the rooms.
Yeah.
Overall, it's just a very nice new ship. And so accommodation wise, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. So the next section is activities. We also went a little bit into this earlier with some of the Playmaker stuff that they did, but the Playmakers did a lot of stuff during the daytime especially. There was like a sexy belly flop competition one time, which ended up being really fun. And I mean, everyone was just cheering so loud. There was like, you know, topless women belly flopping. They told like everyone, if they took their pants off and were completely naked when they belly flop, you get more points. I mean, they were just having a really great time with it. I know that
cornhole one day too.
Yeah, like cornhole competitions. There was, you know, a little relay type race one day when we were out there. I know they did a sexy stretching every single day. There was like a sexy yoga type class. Like, they just did a lot of little activities like that that got the playmakers involved. Like, that's what we said earlier, where the playmakers, I feel like, really shine is in those little group type games and activities. So there was always those things going on by the pool. Like every single day they usually had at least one. And so I always thought those were kind of a fun little
That's different touch. From the last couple years too. I feel like they really honed in on a lot of different activities, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, there
it
was
felt
like
more
there was
like a normal cruise.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. There was like a topless poker or blackjack type game. Poker, blackjack. One of them.
I think it was
topless
blackjack.
Cards.
Yeah.
Fun regardless. So there was a ton of like stuff like that that they did this year. Like,
oh, they
that
did
was
sexy
really nice.
Trivia.
Yeah,
that was one I remember. I was like, why don't they ever do sexy trivia like on a, like a normal vanilla cruise would do? And that was, and they did that all at the pool too. So it wasn't like you had to stop what you were doing and then go into like the normal bar area.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say is just that I feel like Temptation is really great because we say these things and a lot of other people also say these types of things. I feel like Temptation really does try to listen to what people think about the cruise and add things or take things away. I feel like every single year it's a little bit different. I feel like they really do listen to what
the guests want.
And so that always makes me happy to like see those things like, oh, like everyone says you do sexy trivia. They did sexy trivia. Like, it's nice to see like a company working so hard to like give their patrons what they want. And so that's just really nice.
They did a lot of meet and greets this year, which we hadn't seen in the past.
Talked about
it
too, yeah.
Which was amazing. Lots of different meet and greets. And we personally didn't go, but we did know people who did go and they said that was really nice. It's just always good to have something for the option, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, then you could, and just it, that's really nice. They did a lot of seminars this year as well. Dr. Jess was there, which that's like the one regret. That's the one regret.
One
that
regret
I have is that because we only saw her for a slight, or I only saw her for a slight second one time, and then I never saw her again.
Neither.
We were doing something during her seminar, so we ended up not getting to go to that. But I really wanted to meet her and like thank her for everything
helping us
from
the beginning of our like watching Swing and stuff. If you guys have never seen that show before, Playboy had a show called Swing, and she was the psychiatrist, sexual doctor. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever she does, she's extremely, extremely talented at helping couples work through this whole lifestyle.
And I
wish that we would have been able to meet. I saw the first night, I was like, oh my gosh, like she was going somewhere. I was like, I'm not going to stop her now. I'll see her again and say thank you or whatever.
Again.
I know. Where'd she go? Dr. Jess, where were you?
And they had a hypnotic section. Hypnotic sex, something like that called, and it was more about like sensory and like really honing into your senses. They had ones where they taught you about oral sex and things. We ended up not going to them, but we did we really need to. We do, but the thing is, like, you're hanging out with your friends, and you want to just want to party, and so that's what happens to us. And we're like, dang it, we missed it, because it's kind of during an. I wouldn't say an awkward time, but it's like during the daytime.
Yeah.
We have a late start to the day. I'm just making excuses. We need to go. Anyways, Bliss Cruise, we will be going.
We have said that every cruise, every year. And we have said this every year since then. If you guys listen back, every year we say this, we still haven't gone. So
hold us to it.
Maybe.
If we
we'll go
don't
in April.
Go.
I don't know.
At
maybe
least
we'll.
One.
We I at least want to walk in and stick my head in the door and be like, oh, there it was.
Just kidding. So our friends who did go, they did say that it was enlightening and it was nice. Some of them are very hands-on. We did have a couple who said that they were like actually like fully doing it in the one of the seminars. We did also have a friend who said they went to one about oral pleasure and they felt like they were talking more about pleasuring the male over pleasuring the female, which is kind of sad. So take that with a grain of salt. I don't know.
So that's what someone said. I said, we did not go to these. So we will talk about the parties now. So we've already kind of talked about the daytime party, but the nighttime party, I feel like, is one of the most fun things. One thing that was different this year, and I don't know how to go back and reference this and check to see if it's actually true or not, but we felt like the party started later this year. I believe in the past, the main party started at 10 o'clock at night. And also the daytime parties. To this year, the daytime pool party started at 3 p.m. In the past they started at noon. Or one. Because I swear by 3 to 4, people were getting done with the party so you could go shower, take a nap, do all that stuff, and then get ready for dinner. Whereas now the pool party started in the daytime, started at 3. It didn't even start till, I mean, people were out there before, but that's when it was supposed to be going. So you don't leave till 5 or 6. You don't really have time to take a nap or shower as much. And the same thing with the nighttime parties. I think they used to start at 10, I believe. And this year was 11. And so because of that, you don't kind of get started partying until later. And so I feel like you tend to go to bed even later, which isn't like a bad thing per se, right? But I liked when the parties get started a little bit earlier. So once again, I can't tell you for sure that's what happened, but
that's what it felt like.
I don't have like a reference sheet of last year to know that yes, it was at 1 o'clock, the pool party. Yes, it was at 10. But I talked to the other people and they said, yes, I also believe it was earlier. So I think they just moved the pool party and nighttime party back a little bit, which is fine. But I prefer when it starts a tiny bit earlier because maybe I'm old, but I don't love to go to bed at 4 a.m. I'd rather go to bed at 3 a.m. And that 1 hour actually makes a difference for me. So that's why I like it being a little bit earlier. But one thing that was a little bit different this year that I noticed was you would start at the normal pool party. And then I feel like lots of time, the after party up in the Sky Lounge wasn't as busy. This year, the Sky Lounge party started at 1:30, and I feel like it was really busy up there at 1:30. Like, any night that it was up there at 1:30, I feel like it was still really busy. So I feel like the party kept going, and people even said that once that party, we didn't stay up past that party, but people said people parted in the Solarium till like 6 a.m. So I feel like that party just kept going all night, kind of bouncing around, which actually was really, really fun.
Next section is the shows, and they always do, at least every time that we've gone, they've done the Aerotic show. Mm-hmm. And Aerotic is our personal, one of our favorite shows we've ever seen. Imagine burlesque and Cirque du Soleil put together. And they do like up in the air and they're in one of those scarves and they fall down and they do like crazy things and hula hooping with all of these. Anyway, so we think it's super sexy, super amazing, and we love seeing it. I will say they do Aerotic every year. And so if you have gone on Temptation Cruise, if you do go every year, we've had some people say that it seems repetitive. We don't feel quite like it's repetitive because they change up the show a little bit every year. They put in a different section and they take out different things. I know one time they had like sword swallowing and they didn't have that one this year, which I actually wanted to see again this year.
Yeah, and like they just changed the acts out. They had a lot of singing this year. There was a girl who was incredibly good at singing. So like, to me, the show feels different every year just because they have like their ones that they do every year, but I don't know. I just love the show so much. Even if it was the exact same, I would still be happy with it. But it's cool that they change up some of the acts and switch out some, add some, take some away, because it still feels like a new show to me.
And we sat in the very front. Well, at least the closest that we could get. The very front was reserved, but we were in the very second row. And then nobody was even sitting in the front. But that was crazy. I feel like it was like
right up in our face. I think it was reserved because of the people over your head, so people couldn't fall. That's why it was reserved. Yeah, it wasn't actually reserved for people.
I see. It was amazing being that up close, because this is our third year seeing it, and it was a very different experience seeing it there versus we've seen it in the back and we've seen it on the side, on the balcony.
Yeah.
And so that was really, really cool. And we have some friends who are in there now, and so it was so fun being able to like scream at the top of my lungs for them. I think that's why I lost my voice at the end.
It was super worth fun. It. Yeah. And they did so the first year that we went, they had this like adult sexy scavenger hunt. If you've been like a normal like cruise, kind of like that quest game show or adult game show, they didn't do it last year and I was so sad, and everyone's like, wait, why did they do it again? So they brought it back this year, and it's basically just like an adult scavenger hunt. Like, well, we need to find two condoms, we need to find a vibrator, whatever it is, right? And that one is just one of my favorite shows because it gets the crowd involved and everyone's
split
just
up into different teams.
Yeah.
So there's three different teams. There's the left side, the middle side, and the right side. And so then everybody is trying to win. If you want to participate, you definitely want to be on the lower section. And
if you don't
want
to participate,
higher,
go to the higher section.
Yeah.
And it was fun because they have like the playmakers each have one team that they're kind of like leading. So that's just a really fun show. There was also a comedian that we did not go see the comedian, but I've heard the comedian. I didn't hear any complaints this year. I know last year there was some complaints about the comedian. I didn't hear anything negative. I didn't really hear people talking about it that much. So I'm sure it was just a nice, you know, little comedy show. But they did do a comedy show. And then there was a couple of this, the normal celebrity shows, which were just whatever celebrity does. I heard it was like some, not like gospel singing, but like some church choir type singing.
Think it was necessarily that. I think they were just saying that it felt like Glee.
Oh.
But not that it was actually religious. So it wasn't religious. It just felt like a church performance.
Which I'm sure was great, though, because all of the crews like have such amazing people, like talented performers that actually work for these ships. So I'm sure it was a really good show, too. But we didn't go to that either.
I think it's just because of the type of charter it is that probably a lot of guests are not expecting that. And so I think that's why they were just taken aback at what it was. But they also did a little music throughout the night, not in the main showroom, but Jen Porter, she does these fun kind of music skits,
she'll play piano. Yeah.
And so that's really fun. And then there's also live music from Celebrity Ship throughout the ship as well. So really good with the music and entertainment,
I
thought.
Yeah, and I was gonna say music-wise this year, I feel like there was just more variety than in the past. Like, I thought the DJs were really, really good this year. I think they played, people seemed to be enjoying the songs. They didn't like cut them too short or play them too long. I said it wasn't just the same exact four songs over and over again. Like, I feel like there was EDM, there was some, you know, like reggaeton, there was sexy type. So I feel like there was a good mix of music.
And I don't think they played the same songs every day either. Yeah. I think not so much that they played the same four songs, but sometimes you'll hear the same song multiple times throughout the day, every single day. Peppas, I'm talking about you. Which we love Peppas, but at a certain point, when you hear it that many times, you're like, oh my gosh, can we please?
But this time, I only played it a couple times. I looked forward to it.
I know. I don't even remember them playing it a ton of times.
Yeah, it was good.
Amazing.
Next, we'll jump into the ports. I don't think we nearly get too much into it just because it doesn't really evolve that much around this actual part of the lifestyle part of the cruise.
It changes every year.
Yeah, so we went to Nassau and then to Cozumel, which is in Mexico. Cozumel, they did have the adult takeover, which is the one I think people might be interested in. We didn't go just because we liked that more quiet time on the ship when it's not quite as busy, but we had several friends go. And they said it was a nice time. It was fun. You know, they took you on a bus to a little island. They had drinks and all that kind of stuff. So,
and you could be topless. And it was the same people that you would be partying with on the ship. That's why we personally don't do that one, because it's the same people. And so we're already on the ship partying all together. So I just feel like I would prefer to have that time where it's only half of the amount of people on the ship, where it is more quiet and we can just connect with each other.
Yeah, but we normally don't do anything besides just hang out with each other on those like little port days. Yeah, so that's always really nice.
Had it been a normal, like a vanilla cruise, I definitely would have wanted to go to Atlantis. So there's always options for you to do different things at the ports. I know, you know, especially if this is like your one vacation that you like to go on, like you're probably going to want to go do those excursions and stuff. Yeah. The only reason why at this point we don't is because we've gone so many times also on vanilla cruises, so we've pretty much done all of the excursions we've ever wanted to do. Yeah. Like, we've been cruising since we were like 23.
Yeah, like 10 years now.
And so we've done like the
dolphins,
we've done the zip lining, we've done like all of it, but it is really fun. So highly recommend if that's something you want to do. Just know it's very tiring.
Yeah.
So for to come back and then like be ready, like in the mindset to party at night is kind of hard. So that's also why we don't like to do the excursions personally, but they are really good excursions.
And a lot of people do. Yeah. Like lots of people love to do them. We like to relax.
I would have wanted to go to Atlantis.
Me too. I agree. I agree. Miscellaneous type things. We've already kind of mentioned this. Temptation is not fully nude. It is topless optional.
Except
and that
for the
is,
solarium.
Yes.
Yeah.
So topless optional in the general rule of like, you know, the outside parts of the ship, as long as you're not at port, you can't be topless in the hallways or anything like that. And if you do want to be fully nude, then yes, the solarium is the one area that is allowed to be fully nude.
And the playrooms.
Yes, yes, definitely the playrooms.
This is going to depend on the ship, of course, and like where the itinerary is. But I don't typically get seasick. I did get seasick one night on the cruise, and it was the very first night, so thankfully it wasn't like later throughout the cruise at all. I do usually get motion sick, but typically on a cruise I'm okay. But there's something about the waters that day. It was at dinner time on the first night, it was probably the rockiest water I've personally ever felt
on a boat. Boat.
We've been on lots and lots of cruises, like even like across the Atlantic to go to Europe. And this, we've never felt it quite like this. We were in the dining, the formal dining, and we heard it felt like on a roller coaster. Yeah. This is just one time. So yeah. It felt like a roller coaster. Our stomachs flipped. And then we heard like a bunch of crashing. And we were like, yeah. Holy moly. So not to scare anybody. Like we're not trying.
It was like a 3 to 4 hour period where it was really rocky.
Yeah.
So the rest of the cruise, it really wasn't. And like that's just going to happen from time to time on a cruise. If you are going at a certain speed and you hit bad water, there's bad weather, whatever it is, like it's just going to happen. So the fact that it was only for a few hours that one night really, I mean, not too bad. So he said, definitely don't be scared if you're like, oh, I don't want to go on a cruise because I'm scared of it being seasick. And like most of the time you can get your little, you know, nausea type tablets and things that will really, really help. And usually it's not that bad. And also I want to shout out to whoever the guy was on the elevator that told me that giving you ginger ale and green apples would help significantly with seasickness because you felt really bad. I didn't feel seasick, but I gave you green apples and ginger ale. You drank those, took a little nap, and I felt like you woke up and just felt completely
okay. Like, okay, thank goodness, because I was really nervous about that. Because last year, I felt like that for a majority of the day.
Yeah.
And then this time it was only for a few hours. Yeah. And I had my relief band, so that's another tip for people who get motion sick or nausea like that. It's I don't know exactly what it is, almost like electric currents that mm-hmm. go through and helps with the nausea, and that really helped me. And again, that has nothing to do with temptation, the ship or temptation. It is something to note that is a possibility you might get seasick, but
it's not normally very often. No. And so another miscellaneous thing that we don't go too much into is the cost. Just as a general rule, Temptation is a little bit cheaper than like Bliss Cruise is, and it does include alcohol. So that is something to think about. But I mean, you can go, I said foreplay.com/cruise. You can look at all of the different prices and different room types and all that kind of stuff. As a general rule, it's a little bit cheaper than Bliss. And so yeah, that's price-wise kind of.
Yeah, I'd say it's for a lifestyle vacation, I would say is very affordable and worth it for what you get.
Yeah.
And we did touch on this earlier, but it is definitely different than the Temptation Resort. And so the people are a majority lifestyle people. Yeah. I would say majority lifestyle couples. We feel like anyway.
There is no demographic out there that's like, yes, there's definitely this many percent of lifestyle people. But yeah. To us, it felt like almost everyone that we personally talked to anyway. Maybe we just found every single lifestyle person. But
I mean, we know what we're talking about because we've been to all of the different places.
I'm just saying, it does feel very
vibe.
Lifestyle to
yeah,
me, yes.
And when we say lifestyle people, we're not saying everybody's a swinger. We're saying people who are in the lifestyle, who are lifestyle couples, wherever you fall on that spectrum of lifestyle is different than someone who's going to book the resort because there's no kids there and just want like a fun little time.
I agree.
Like everybody here also is wanting a big fun time, but they're like familiar with the swinging lifestyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say everyone. I'm just saying like a majority of the vibe. That's what it feels
like. Yeah, I think when people like go to the resort, sometimes people think it's just like, oh, this is just a fun resort. I think that most people that go on the cruise are at least aware that this is like a lifestyle type crowd.
Yeah.
Or a really heavy party crowd. I don't think most people just go like, hey, it's just spring break. I think people are very aware that, you know, the upside down pineapples mean something here. Like, I think that that's just like pretty known on Temptation Cruise.
And again, touching back a little bit on demographic, that kind of this goes into the miscellaneous too, is we feel like Phil. Phil Dumpy.
Okay. Leaving it in.
touching back on the demographic a little bit that goes into this miscellaneous part is we feel like Temptation is very inclusive. And so we met couples that were gay. We met, and again, you can also be single. And so it's not as just couple-centric. Well, yes, it is a majority couples. We do feel like there were a lot more variety of people at Temptation Cruise versus some other lifestyle events that we've been to or seen. So that's really nice that it feels inclusive like that.
I agree. And I also want to say this really quick because we've got an email about it before multiple times that single guys who will reach out to us and want to be a part of our group and like, oh, can I join or is it only couples if you want to book through us? And we've had multiple single males book through us every single year and they're always absolutely amazing. So if you are a single guy who's listening to this and wants to go and wants to be part of our group, then you're more than welcome to. I just feel like we always talk about, oh, there's so many couples that go, but like there's tons of single males that go and I mean, I want anyone to be a part of our group. Yeah. So
and when we say our group, it's just that we, it's not like, I know we touched about like being clicky, like how other, like you'll see mm-hmm. that there's like click sets. Whenever we say our group, we're just saying that we try to create a space where we allow everybody to meet. And from yeah. there, you can go and you can make your own connection. So whenever we're talking about our foreplay group, we're not saying that we're like stuck together all the time. I would say it's not quite like that. I would mm-hmm. say that everybody kind of jumps around a lot, but you already have those connections that you've been at the meetup or like whatever it is, or, you know, if you have the same necklace as us and like everybody knows you're like within this, you have just a common denominator. Yeah. And so that's what makes it feel just a little bit more, like not as scary,
yeah.
if that makes sense. So yeah, yeah, not saying that like if you're in our group, you're stuck with our group. Like it's yeah. not like
no, we like to jump around. Everyone likes to jump around, so yeah. it's fun.
We just tried to accommodate something that makes it a little bit
like a safe less, space for yeah, everybody. Safe space. Exactly. the last miscellaneous thing that I know I want to talk about is just the staff in general. The staff for Temptation, the staff for Celebrity, absolutely incredible. You cannot say enough amazing things about the staff. I mean, the people that work for Celebrity work so hard. The people that work for Temptation work so hard. Everyone is so nice, so kind, so helpful. So I just can't say enough things about just how wonderful.
Yeah, everybody goes is. Above and beyond to try to help as much as they can. Everything felt very safe. Again, whenever we were in the playrooms and stuff, the security was good. We didn't hear anything crazy going on. Usually if something like really bad has happened, yeah. kind of everybody knows a little bit about it yeah. and everything felt completely okay yeah. this cruise. And so amazing applause for the staff.
Yes, I agree. And then we'll kind of go to a conclusion about all of it. As a general rule, Temptation is absolutely amazing. That's the first part I want to conclude is it is so much fun. If you are considering going, I cannot highly recommend it enough. I just think it's such a great place. And even if you're newer in the lifestyle, you're not lifestyle at all, and you're just curious about being in that environment, I mean, it's so welcoming, and it's just so much fun. So I would definitely consider going. It is, it's a little bit more party than Bliss is. Bliss is, I guess, technically probably more lifestyle than Temptation is, but Temptation is a really large Bliss lifestyle is group.
Couples only. That's exactly. why. Yeah.
And so, yeah, overall, it's just an amazing, amazing time. And I'm so thankful. We're already booked for next year. We are on floor 9. So if anyone else wants to be on floor 9, that's what we're going to be. But yeah, so just it was such a great year. I'm so thankful we got to go. And I hope that this information was able to help you guys if you're not sure about how things go on the cruises, or if you think it'd be right for you, or anything like that. Hopefully this information at least gave you some talking points to see if it's the right fit for you, because yeah. it's definitely the right fit for us.
And if you guys want to come with the Foreplay Squad, again, you can always book through us. You can go and find all that information, all of those links at foreplay.com/cruise. That's number 4, foreplay.com/cruise. It doesn't cost you any extra, helps us a bit. And we try to make little meetups and activities, and we do little special gifts for people in our group, and we just love meeting you guys. And so again, yeah, that's foreplay.com/cruise, or if you want information about the resorts and stuff, you can go to foreplay.com/travel. Mm-hmm. And we thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast or watching us wherever you are consuming our content. I hope that we were able to help you in some way along your journey, and we hope to see you guys somewhere else on the internet, but hopefully in person.
And so now that is wrapped up, let's go into Belle and Jace's weekly obsessions. Okay, you want me to go first? You yeah. want to go first? Okay.
Yeah, you go first.
Oh, me go first. Yeah. I have two. My first one is a song. It is Training Season by Dua Lipa. She's finally putting out new music again, and I am a little bitch for Dua Lipa.
And she's ginger now.
Oh yeah, she has red hair.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. so yeah, I just absolutely
do you
love
claim her.
Oh,
do you guys claim her?
Yes, we claim her. At least I do. I can't speak up for the rest of us. But I love the song Training Season. I think it's just so good. It's one of my favorite songs she made in a long time, actually. So I've really, really been enjoying listening to that. And then we actually watched a movie last night called Damsel with Millie Bobby Brown. It didn't have like the best reviews online, but I absolutely loved it. I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. It was Millie is so pretty now. She's like grown up so much.
I mean, and she's always been pretty.
Yeah, but she's just like, she's just beautiful. Yeah. And everything about it was just
so talented.
So talented. It's so good that I loved it. So people talking shit about Damsel, I don't know why. I liked it. That's mine.
I just feel like, especially movie critics, everybody's a movie critic now, and like on Letterboxd and stuff. I just think people are just insufferable.
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Dang it, just enjoy it. Dang it.
All right, let's see. What are yours? You go for yours.
My weekly obsessions are, number one is a, I think it's called a French hairpin, or it might just be called a hairpin. So it looks like a U kind of shape. I don't have one with me because my hair's down right now, or else I would show you guys. One of our new friends that we made on the cruise, she literally just always looks so put together and like a duchess. Like, she gives me princess vibes mm-hmm. all the time. She just yeah. always looks just elegant. And amazing.
She's like the after of the Princess Diaries, like when they reveal the princess.
Yes.
She's just the after.
And she just always looks like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing. It and is. So she had her hair up because I'm a claw clip girl, okay? And I just feel like my claw clip just doesn't look elegant. Like, it's cute, it's messy, but it's not elegant. And so, and she has a lot of hair too. And so then I asked how she did her hair, and she said she had a French pin. And she said she uses two of them sometimes, and it just like really keeps everything in place, and it's so pretty. So I got some French pins, and I've been trying them out, and I love them, and I don't really use claw clips anymore. And now I can even, I always wondered how people put their hair in with a, chopstick. Mm-hmm. And I can do that now.
And you said it's nice because you can actually lay down on your head and have your hair up. It doesn't hurt as bad as when you had a claw clip.
Yeah. And it's so small, you know, so you can like really take a bunch of them and it yeah. doesn't take up as much space. And, you know, whenever you're in the car and you're not supposed to be wearing claw clips, remember people said that? Because if this will happen and your head, like, I'm probably unlocking a fear for
yeah, I didn't know that a was lot a of people right now. Now.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying, is to not wear claw clips in the car, because if you get in an accident, that's going to go through your skull. So, French pin.
Get a French pin.
French pin also, well, I feel like it would be more safe because the French pin will, like, lay on your head flat, like, perpendicular. Yeah. I guess if it got moved, that would, and then it went this way, and then it went, pew. Anyways, okay. That's my first
obsession. What's your obsession?
My other obsession is Ariana Grande's new album, Eternal Sunshine. It's such a beautiful piece of art. And I'm an Arianator. I love her. I know that there's a lot of people who don't like her right now, but you can't deny that she has the voice of an angel, and she is very musically gifted. And although I will say, some of her lyrics just are kind of funny, but...
Yeah, they're kind of not the best sometimes. Yeah. That's okay.
But just overall, love the album. My favorite songs are Imperfect for You, Eternal Sunshine. Those are probably my two favorites. This one I just feel like is very different for her. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as...
poppy?
Well, it's poppy, but it's not like Seven Rings. Like, there's yeah. no... I don't really feel like there are any songs like that, or like Thank You Next, really. Yeah. But everything's just very beautiful sounding. Yeah. And it feels very... Maybe she was... like very in touch with her soul in this yeah. album. Wow, that felt like, I don't know. What am I even saying?
You sound like a movie critic.
But love, that is my other weekly obsession. And again, we thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye. Bye.
If you'd like to support the show, you can leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to our podcast. All our information will be listed in the show notes below and on our website, 4play.com. That's number 4-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we make videos and vlogs about the swinging lifestyle. Head to 4play.com/YouTube to watch and subscribe. We have the ultimate adult party game for the sexually inclined called 4play the Game, that's both digital and physical. It's perfect for breaking the ice and spicing up any party. You can find more information at 4play.com/games. We also have the best swinger lifestyle, kinky, and adult humor clothing and accessories that you can find at 4play.com/shop. If you're looking to plan a lifestyle destination, booking through our links at 4play.com/travel really helps support the show and helps us be able to continue to create this type of content for you. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, and more. You can find all our current social media accounts at 4play.com/socials, and I have an OnlyFans, which you can find at OnlyFans.com/BellaLunaVIP. We also have a Facebook group and Discord community, and would love for you to join us. You can find the direct links in the show notes below. Lastly, we're on SDC and Cassidy at 4play, and you can get a free full membership trial by using our link. You can email us at hello@4play.com with any questions or comments, or head to 4play.com/ask. Again, all our information will be listed in the show notes below, and we thank you so much for listening to our podcast. See you in the next one. Bye!